Welcome in to the Phils in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Monday, June 27th, 2022. Well, in the words of Phillies radio broadcaster Michael Bourne, a Blake Snell fastball sent shockwaves through Phillies Nation long after many of us on the East Coast had gone to bed on Saturday evening. A high inside fastball caught Bryce on the hand as he tried to protect his face from the errant 97-mile-per-hour throw. Harper's fractured left thumb will send the reigning NL MVP to the injured list indefinitely and will leave the Phillies offense with a huge hole to fill. While the weekend feels a bit like a loss, the team was able to rally for wins on Saturday and Sunday to take 3 of 4 from the Padres and wrap up a successful 7-4 road trip. I guess we're gonna ring the bell. And we'll recap the games. Friday was a low point in the Padres series for the Phillies, and while Aaron Nola was spectacular, the offense did absolutely nothing, and Aaron's big bro Austin drove in the only run of the game to lead the Padres to a 1-0 victory. I feel like I maybe jinxed him on Friday morning. I told him to go out and beat his big bro. Turns out Austin was the one listening to the show. Nola spent 7 innings of 1-run ball, allowing 7 hits with 10 strikeouts and just 2 walks, and he continues his dominant season despite just a 4-5 record to show for it. This was certainly a tough luck loss as the offense managed just 5 hits on the night. They threatened a few times against starter Mackenzie Gore and in the 9th versus closer Taylor Rogers, but could just not get on the scoreboard. On Saturday, Zach Eflin got back on the mound, and while he pitched okay, allowing a pair of runs over 5 innings, his outing was abbreviated once again as Eflin was removed after throwing just 80 pitches due to his bulky right knee. This continues to be an issue, something that Eflin's probably going to need to take a little break to get it sorted out. The offense did perk up and get 4 runs against Blake Snell an inning after he knocked Bryce out of the game. JT Realmuto slugged his 5th homer of the year and scored twice. Alec Bohm went 2-for-4 with a pair of doubles, and the Phillies bullpen tossed 4 clean innings to preserve a 4-2 win. Manager Rob Thompson went with Brad Hand in the setup role in the 8th with Sarah Anthony Dominguez getting the 9th for his 2nd save of the year. And we also got strong efforts from Andrew Bellotti and Corey Knable on Saturday. Keep an eye on them on Sunday. Sunday, Kyle Gibson struggled, managed his 2 2/3 innings pitched. He got chased in the 3rd after allowing 5 runs on 4 hits and 3 walks. It was his shortest start of the year and breaks a string of 3 straight quality efforts for Kyle Gibson. This will happen from time to time. He's really kind of more a back-end rotation, and while he does look very good at times, he has these short starts at times. So not too much reason for concern on Gibson moving forward. His short outing did leave some heavy lifting for the bullpen after turning in 4 scoreless frames on Saturday. The relief corps was up to the task once again on Sunday. Nick Nelson came in to play hero, relieving Gibson, and spun 3 1/3 perfect innings. Corey Knable then comes on to toss a very strong 7th inning for his 2nd day in a row. He looks like he's getting really comfortable in kind of this less pressure situation coming in the 7th. Knable's been pumping those fastballs, got his velo back. He looks really good, actually. And looks like he's got a bit of his swagger back. And then Jose Alvarado and Andrew Bellotti each tossed scoreless innings in the effort. Bellotti picked up his 1st career save in front of a bunch of family and friends in his native San Diego. Really nice moment there for Andrew Bellotti. Rob Thompson said after the game he's trying to stay away from both Brad Hand and Sir Anthony Dominguez in this game because they had warmed up in 4 consecutive days. Philly's offense showed an awful lot of grit on Sunday as well. A day after a deflating loss of their best bat, the Phillies found themselves in an early 5-2 hole with their starter out of the game against a very strong opponent in Yu Darvish. They scraped across 3 runs against Darvish, and then Kyle Schwarber clubbed a massive opposite field 3-run go-ahead home run. Nick Castellanos collected 4 hits and an RBI. It was a strong effort overall. Everyone but Didi Gregorius notched a hit, a really nice 8-5 win on Sunday to close out the series for the Phils. They get 3 wins in San Diego against one of the best teams in the National League. A quick look around the NL East. The Braves lost in extras on Sunday against the Dodgers and dropped the series 2-1, a fairly large three-game series with the Phils is on tap for the Braves this week. The Nats won their second straight series, winning 2 of 3 against Texas. They will host Pittsburgh early this week. The Marlins lost 2 of 3 to the Mets. Marlins head to St. Louis to play them on Monday, and then the Mets, of course, beat the Marlins 2 out of 3. They'll host 2 games against the Astros beginning on Tuesday this week, our key question of the day. What the heck are we going to do on offense now? Kyle Schwarber is doing his part. Obviously, this four-hit effort from Nick Castellanos on Sunday is big, and there's certainly more in JT Realmuto's bat. We're seeing some of that power come back lately. Can this team sustain on offense while Bryce Harper is down? They're really isn't much help in the minors. We got Mickey Moniak coming back up. We're going to see a lot more of Matt Vierling, Odubel Herrera, and Moniak all in the outfield. But let's see if they can stay relevant for a couple of weeks. We got the trade deadline coming up, so maybe they're going to be looking at adding an outfield bat, hopefully one that comes with a decent glove. Pirates' Brian Reynolds is probably the top piece on the market. The big question will be whether the Phillies are willing to part with one of their 2 premium prospects' arms. Probably aren't going to do that right now, but hey, it's nice to dream. There's probably going to be a lesser move out there that Dave Dombrowski is going to be forced to make to bring in some reinforcements. But for now, it'll be up to the daycare. And really, Matt Vierling is going to have a huge say on whether this Phillies offense can continue. Up next, we have 3 games against Atlanta in Citizens Bank Park early this week. The Phils and Braves have been the National League's 2 hottest teams in June. The Phillies are 18-6 in the month, while the Braves are 1 better, 19-5. The Braves are 7th in the league currently in runs per game, scoring 4.74 runs every game. They're 8th in the league in ERA, 3.74. Very balanced team on both sides of the ball. On offense, Dansby Swanson has been red hot lately, batting .357 with 4 homers, 9 runs, 6 RBI in his past 10 games. Rookie Michael Harris II has impressed. On defense, he's batting .333 with a .351 on base over his past 10. So the Braves really looking strong. They just had a very intense series with the Dodgers, so they'll have an off day before we begin the series with them on Tuesday. It'll be Zach Wheeler versus Charlie Morton. Morton has been struggling for much of the year, but has turned things on of late. He's thrown back-to-back quality starts, going 7 innings in each of those with 20 strikeouts, no walks in those 2 games. And then if you go back 1 more start, where he had 12 Ks in the game before, over his past 20 innings, Morton has struck out 32 batters with just 1 walk, really, really turning his season around a lot like he did last year after struggling early and then just kicking into gear over the second half. It's the Cubs and the Pirates and the Giants are the teams that he faced during those 32 strikeouts and 1 walk. So, you know, not the best competition. And the Phils got him for 3 runs on 4 1/3 innings the last time they faced. Hopefully they'll be able to do it again. Wheeler looking to bounce back from a short outing against the Rangers last week. So we'll kick it off on Tuesday, Zach Wheeler, Charlie Morton. Wednesday, Ranger Suarez versus Kyle Wright. And then Thursday, Aaron Nola versus Ian Anderson. So series lays out. The Phillies have their 2 best pitchers in the 3-game series. We got some good pitching on the other side as well. But this is a chance to work out for them. We'll have to get the offense going a little bit. We'll have more on the Braves Wednesday, Thursday games on Wednesday's show. Follow that up with a weekend series against the Cardinals next week, who are another wild card contender. So this, again, big stretch against the Padres, Braves, Cardinals, the 3 wild card teams right now. If the Phils want to make the playoffs, they're going to have to beat these teams. Our final thought of the day. I guess before we move on, we're going to have to take one more look at what we'll be missing with Bryce Harper, MV3, out of the lineup. So far this season, Bryce was slashing .318 with a .385 on base percentage and a .599 slug. That's good for a .985 OPS. In his past 162 games for the Phillies, Harper has hit 42 home runs with 55 doubles. He's leading the majors in OPS and extra base hits over that span. Hopefully, we do see Bryce back in the lineup in late August. Obviously, we'll find out later this week whether he needs surgery. That'll be a big determining factor on how much time he misses. We looked at a database of some previous injuries. It really looks like about, you know, fractured hand, fractured finger. Looks about 40 days is the average missed time. So that would go squarely in that 4 to 6 week range for Harper. Again, if he needs surgery, it's going to be longer. We're going to have to wait, hold our breaths as he gets evaluated this week. But again, it's about 40 days is the average time missed. So some reason to hope that this won't be the last we see of Bryce Harper in the Phillies lineup. And hey, maybe a couple weeks off, give that elbow a chance to heal. Maybe we'll be able to see him back in the field when he returns. All right, that is all the time we have for you today on the Phils in 5 podcast. Hope you had a great weekend. We got an off day today, and they'll get back at it on Tuesday against the Braves. Go Phils.